if a person's getting old, might say they've got a touch of
old age,
or if, you know, if their joints are aching,
a touch of gout.
Gout, or what else is it they call it?
Arthritis, got a rheumatism.
What about this disease that would cause your skin to turn yellow?
Jaundice.
And if somebody's getting a severe pain in this area,
abdominal pain,
or having
appendix,
an attack of
appendicitis.
If somebody ate something that disagreed with them and it came back up, you'd say they had to
throw up, vomit.
Maybe crude terms.
Puke. Ooh, that's awful.
Subject.
That's terrible. I hate that word.
Somebody who was, I interviewed a lady. She said that is absolutely my least favorite word. I cannot stand that word. She said that and vittles. I hate vittles. I don't like that word. I said, well, somebody said they had puked up their vittles, you would really be proud of it. She almost showed me the door. What about somebody who's like that, you say they're sick where?
At the stomach.
And let's say a boy who keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly. You get the idea that he's pretty serious. You say he's doing what? He's
going courting pretty steady, going steady. He's smitten. He's got it bad.
What would you call him? You'd say that he's her.
Steady, boyfriend.
And she's his.
Girlfriend.
What about if the boy comes home and his younger brother sees traces of lipstick on his collar? He might say, aha, you've been
making out.
Or what about if he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want it? You'd say that she did what to him?
Refused him, turned him down.
But if she didn't, maybe they went ahead and got
married.
What do you call the man who stands up with the girl in the ceremony?
Best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride.
Maid of honor. Or matron of honor.
Have you ever heard of any type of...